Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I'm the God of all comfort in your life. I am committed to your comfort. Those who think they're called to afflict the comforted are at cross purposes to my nature. I am so invested in a campaign of comfort in your life that one of my names is Comforter. So make yourself comfortable, says the Father. Be comfortable and be comforted in my presence. Remember that I am not the God of some comfort, but I am the God of all comfort. Did you know there's more than one kind? So there is spiritual comfort and relational comfort available to you by the open hand of my love and compassion. And I've even prepared provisional comfort in the natural resources of this world, and they're on their way to you. Contrary to the misguided understanding many have regarding suffering and my view of it, know this, I place no premium upon suffering, says the Father, because it is contrary to my comfort. I will never say no to what the cross says yes to, and the message of the cross is salvation, deliverance, and healing beyond what you could ever imagine on this side of eternity. The suffering of the cross was solely designed to alleviate your sorrows and bring you to fulfillment, solace, and comfort in my name. Are you comfortable with that, says the Father? Is there anything in your life I can do to make you more comfortable? Because you're going to have to ask me. Ask that your joy may be full. Ask that your comfort might be complete, for your comfort is my priority this day, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.